So then I was saying, well, it's worth asking, all this physics of the very, very, very small, does it have any relevance to, you know, our lives at all? Does it have any relevance to our ordinary experience at all? And I just want to say, well, why it does, in three ways. Firstly, quantum physics is the most successful scientific theory of matter that's ever developed, that's ever been developed. It's successful in its explanatory power, in how much it seems to be able to explain of the material world, and also its predictive power. So it can predict how things should work. And much of modern technology, for good or ill, we owe to quantum physics. So without quantum physics, you wouldn't have a laser. You wouldn't have lasers at all. So you wouldn't have barcodes being read in the supermarket without quantum physics. Without quantum physics, you wouldn't have you wouldn't have computer chips. You wouldn't have mobile phones, for a start. You wouldn't have actually most of the technology that we seem to rely on in the 21st century, which depends on computers. None of that would be there without quantum physics. You wouldn't have nuclear power, of course, but nor would you have molecular biology, or you wouldn't have genetic engineering. Much of modern molecular biology is based on quantum physics. Quantum physics also explains how metals conduct electricity. So for a long, long time before quantum physics, people knew that metals did conduct electricity, but nobody quite had a theory of how or why. And it's taken quantum physics to explain how electricity is conducted through metals. It's taken quantum physics to explain why the sun shines and why it stays shining year in, year out, when it could have just, fizzled out. So, yes, it's successful. That's my first sort of, it's successful and it's impacted our lives, whether we know it or not. That's why it's relevant. But secondly, it's relevant because, the smallest, it's dealing with the smallest stuff. And smallest implies fundamental, most fundamental. So it's dealing with the most fundamental reality of matter that there is. And that is important, I think, for its own sake. And I think thirdly, well, it's important because of what it says about reality and the worldview that it implies about reality. And that's what I really want to concentrate on in this talk.